Nolte, Impeachment Backfire, Trump's Numbers Rise as Biden's Crater. By John Nolte on November 14, 2019. An objective look at the latest polling proves the impeachment hoax is backfiring against quid pro Joe Biden. Obviously, it was not supposed to be this way. Democrats and their establishment media allies were certain they had crafted a silver bullet that would accomplish two things at once. 1. Doom President Trump's re-election chances. And 2. Shield old Joe from the fact he and his son are guilty of looting China and Ukraine. What a fail. As of this writing, Trump sits at a relatively healthy job approval rating of 44.1% with the Real Clear Politics poll of polls. That's only a single point lower than when the media and Democrats launched their impeachment hoax. What's more, in less than 3 weeks, Trump's job approval has climbed almost 4 points. Oh, and Slow Joe? The impeachment hoax has backfired spectacularly on Slow Joe. As the media and Democrats attempt to find an impeachable offense, as they hold secret hearings, as they move the goalposts from a quid pro quo that can't be proved, and would not be impeachable if it were, to the crime of, LOL, bribery, as Democrats and the media founder around stepping on rakes, the impeachment hoax spotlight is instead exposing the Biden family crime syndicate. Barack Obama put his vice president in charge of diplomatic relations with Ukraine and China, and Biden thanked him by sending his son Hunter in to loot both countries. Unlike Trump asking Ukraine to investigate corruption and tying federal aid to that request, which is appropriate, Joe and Hunter Biden's brazen looting is a very simple crime for the American people to understand. Hunter has no experience in the energy field, does not speak the language in Ukraine, and still he was awarded a seat on the board of the energy company Burisma, a company owned by a crooked oligarch who did not want to be investigated for corruption. While Burisma was in the middle of paying Hunter millions, Joe Biden used the threat of U.S. aid to force Ukraine to fire a prosecutor looking into Burisma. See how easy it was to explain the Biden's jaw-dropping corruption? Watch me do it again. Hunter hitched a ride on Air Force 2 while Slow Joe visited China on behalf of the United States. And guess who secured a $1.5 billion, with a B, deal for his company while he was in China? Guess who secured that deal with the Chinese government through a state-owned bank? And we are talking about a deal that could be worth tens of millions of dollars to the Biden family. With Biden's corruption so brazen and easy to explain, the impeachment hoax is not working as intended. Trump's doing fine. Joe? Not so much. In Iowa, Biden has slipped to third place behind Warren and Pete Buttigieg. Pre-impeachment hoax, Slow Joe earned 29% support and a 10-point lead over second place. Now he's dropped to just 17 points and is less than a point ahead of fourth-place Bernie Sanders. That is what you call a collapse. In New Hampshire, Biden was edged out the pack with support in the low 20s pre-impeachment hoax. Now he's at 19.7% support, tied with Warren and hardly a point ahead of Bernie. Biden appears to be hanging on in Nevada and South Carolina, but there has not been much polling out of there of late. That could change quite dramatically, though, now that Obama has slapped Slow Joe with the most humiliating vote of no confidence in the history of the modern presidential campaign. With former Governor Deval Patrick joining the race, undoubtedly at Obama's request, Biden now has some serious competition for the black vote that has so far kept him competitive. The impeachment hoax is backfiring, is taking down the very guy who had the best chance of beating Trump in 2020. Meanwhile, over in Magaland, on the horizon is Trump's eventual vindication celebration when the impeachment hoax comes to its ignoble end. A roaring economy, a loyal base of support that can't wait to vote for him, and a Democrat field filled with socialists, morons, fake Indians, and looters. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.